command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this? They all did say. Sails with me. He's the master of the sea. Though the storms of life may rage and the billows round you roll, he can calm life's troubled sea as he did in days of old. As upon my sea you sail.
Let's see. One. Hang on.
As he is the light, as he is the light, if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we'll dwell with him then on high. His blood cleanses me from all of my sin, from all of my sin, from all of my sin. His blood cleanses me from all of my sin and washes me white as snow, white as snow. If you bear the cross and you wear a crown, and you wear a crown, and you wear a crown, if you bear the cross, then
amen. OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. I am coming to you because I said I was going to do a truck talk about this, but I didn't get a chance to last week. I was pretty busy, so I thought that I would come on here and just talk about it briefly here a little bit, and then after that, I'll just take off here. I'm not going to have a long broadcast today. Did a lot of preaching yesterday. And did the two-hour broadcast on Friday. I've been off for 2 weeks, but did the two-hour broadcast on Friday. And then yesterday, for I don't know how long, I think the first message was an hour, and the second one was probably an hour. I'm not sure. A couple hours yesterday and all that good stuff. So I'm going to try to keep my voice, in good working order, but also to keep it working because we've got a busy time coming up. Got a lot of street preaching, a lot of preaching, and we just want to make sure that we are, that my voice, I want to make sure my voice is up for it. So lots going on here. So anyway, but so we'll talk about this a little bit here, and I've tried to always kind of cover, not always, but for the most part, with these celebrity deaths, I always try to talk about them. And one of the reasons I try to talk about them is because one of the common things that people say, even Christian, especially Christians, which drives me nuts, I didn't even see it on there. I didn't even see the article on. Thought it was gone. It's not. So, I didn't even see the paying attention. That was from the broadcast the other day that had come up. So anyway, I apologize, but Andrew can edit it if I need to. As far as that goes, it's, when it's not on there, it was just on something else. I wasn't paying attention to this with you. But Anyway, so one of the reasons I mentioned these celebrity deaths and things about that so much is that there are a number of people, Christians especially, that will automatically put people in heaven. It's one of the things that they do when a celebrity dies. They put them in heaven like right away. And that's the challenge that people face today when they're looking at celebrity deaths. They talk about it constantly. One of the first things they do is put them in heaven. They tell them to rest in peace. They tell them that you have all these rock songs and all these other songs that talk about heaven and putting people in heaven, and that this person died, or this rock star died, or this actor died, or this person died, or the other person, this other famous celebrity died, and they're always in heaven. They always attribute them to heaven, and say that they were because of course heaven has to be real, but hell can't be real. Nobody really goes to hell, right? So that's kind of the gist and the understanding that is taught today. It's taught everywhere. In fact, churches talk about it. Christians talk about it. You can scroll through Facebook, and I was looking through Facebook and seeing the articles that were on there about Tina Turner, and most of the people were talking about, telling her to rest in peace, and basically saying that she was saved, and basically saying that she was a Christian, and basically saying that she was going to heaven without any regard to what she believed, without any regard to what she held to. And by the way, it's a trap that a lot of pastors can get into as well when they do funerals, because no one talks about what that person believed many times at a funeral. Most of the time, they won't say anything about how that person lived their life, what they believed, even what they held to, what their understanding was, of the scriptures and everything like that, or did they believe the gospel? But everything is politically correct, and it's politically correct to say everybody is in heaven. Everybody is in heaven. That's the politically correct thing to say. Pastors, again, at funerals, when they do funerals, it's a trap for them, because many times they're asked that question. To preach a funeral for someone, and it doesn't matter how the person lived their lives, there's always something great and positive being said about them, or in the sense there's always the attributing them to heaven that is said. That's one of the things that happens almost immediately. And it's very disingenuous for those that are still alive, for those that are lost and dead in their sins. It is very disingenuous to do that, because what it does is it really takes away from the holiness of God. It takes away from the punishment and the penalty of sin. And it teaches a quick prayerism that because these people said a prayer, well, they're automatically saved, but they didn't even believe it. They didn't even believe the gospel. They didn't even believe the prayer that they said. They believed other things that were contrary to the gospel, completely contrary to the gospel. you know, they believed all these other things, yet they put him in heaven. And I get very concerned when pastors, when pastors will, when somebody commits absolute wicked and vile atrocities, and then pastors will put that person in heaven, when there really isn't a reason to believe that they were, by the way they lived and by really the way they ended their lives. I've seen it with a number of different things. I've seen it with suicide. I've seen it with all kinds of other things. You know, I've seen it with a lot of things. A lot of Christians that, you know, and I don't believe that people are saved that commit suicide. I don't believe they're Christians. I don't believe that they had any hope in them. Because had they had the hope of Christ in them, then the Holy Spirit would keep them from that evil. The Holy Spirit would keep them from ending their lives like that. And I always show people that I've never seen a Christian in the Bible that committed suicide, that ended their life, that took their life like that. Never seen it. Never seen a good example of that in the scriptures. But it doesn't matter. Because most of the time, what they do is teach something that is absolutely contrary. Right, they believe that there's a hell, but they don't want to think people actually go there. That's save for like Adolf Hitler. That's save for very terrible people. When the scriptures prove that all are in sin and all fall short of the glory of God. So it is a difficult situation to get into when you deal with funerals. As a pastor, when you deal with funerals, it's not easy, you know? And probably every pastor has made a mistake in those areas. I know I probably have, you know? And I know others have, and that's why a lot of my, I'm like, I'm glad somebody didn't ask me to preach that. Cause I really don't want to try to, I really don't want to do that. You know, I heard of a very terrible situation that occurred months ago, and I'm not going to list any names or talk about any people or anything like that, but it's a terrible situation. And it just baffled my mind that this pastor, you know, preach this man into heaven. And it bothered me. So I didn't say anything because it's none of my business. Not my church, not my family, not my situation. So I just stayed out of it. It's none of my business. But that's what they do. Exactly what they do. So, but anyway, so, you know, it doesn't, I mean, I've done a lot of these in the past with celebrity deaths and different things. And, you know, I don't care how bad or wicked this person was. They always say, well, maybe the last second of their breath that they had in them, they asked the Lord to save them. So you don't really know if they're in hell. So in other words, what you're saying is we really don't know who a Christian is. We really don't know who a lost person is. We really don't have a clue. Right? No. you're left to just basically not make any judgment calls about anything at all, not be able to discern anything at all. And people are supposed to be led to believe that these people were actually Christians. So Tina Turner is the example of what a Christian is. Or any of the number of the other ones. Are an example of what a Christian is. And that's what you're supposed to believe. Well, it's not biblically accurate. It doesn't at all make any sense. But nevertheless, that's what's taught. And if there's any time to be serious and sober-minded and to understand about that is when somebody dies, that you take the opportunity to think about your own day, the day of your death. That you think about that. And that you think about the day of that, you know, when you consider your life, then you consider the day of your death and you consider your life. Right? So in this, again, this is not, it's certainly by far not the only one. I mean, I've talked about this for years. Made a lot of people upset about that. Here's one of the biggest ones that really upset me. This one has 40,000 views to it. Stephen Hawking in hell believes in God now. That was March 14, 2018. So, that one right there got a lot of people thinking. Really did. There was a war in the comment section. It upset a lot of people. But what I did was I always use these celebrity deaths for people to think. Billy Graham was another one that I talked about. That was another one that I discussed about that. So there's quite a few of these people that are put into heaven at their deaths. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one was AC/DC. I don't know if I put those on sermon audio. I didn't always put all those. Put those on YouTube. Yeah, here it is. I actually did a meme with that on there. His name was Malcolm Young. And I talked about Guy sings I'm on the highway to hell. And I say he went there. And everybody gets angry about it. That's what happened. The guy sang a song, I'm on the highway to hell. I told everybody he went there. And everybody got mad at me. So, what happened? Boy, they get upset. But anyway, so there's a method to the madness here as far as when it comes to going through all these people and their deaths when they talk about that. And just speaking the truth and telling them, hey, listen, that's exactly what happened. So we can look at Tina Turner just by her Wikipedia page. Hard. And we can see that this woman did you know that this woman actually was raised in some kind of a Baptist church? She was raised as a young child in Nutbush Baptist Church. I think it's interesting that she was raised in some form of a church, right? Her parents, her paternal grandparents, Alex and Roxanna Bullock, were deacon and deaconesses at the Woodlawn Missionary Baptist Church. So she grew up going to this. As a young girl, Bullock sang in the church choir at Nutbush Spring Hill Baptist Church. So she sang in the choir there. It's what she did. She was a young girl in a Baptist church and sang in the choir. But she would totally reject what was taught. She would be around the truth and totally reject the Lord Jesus Christ for Buddhism. Two years after her mother left the family, her father married another woman and moved to Detroit. Bullock and her sisters were sent to live with their maternal grandmother in Brownsville, Tennessee. She stated in her autobiography, I, Tina, that she felt her parents did not love her and she was not wanted. Well, she was right. As a teenager, Bullock worked as a domestic worker for the Henderson family. She was at the Henderson house when she was notified that her half-sister, Evelyn, had died. She was a cheerleader on the cheerleading squad, female basketball team. One night in 1957, it says here, Bullock and her sister began to frequent nightclubs at St. Louis and East St. Louis. She first saw Ike Turner perform with his band, the Kings of Rhythm, in the Manhattan Club in the East St. Louis. Bullock was impressed by his talent, recalling that she almost went into a trance watching him play. Yeah. She asked Turner to let her sing in his band, despite the fact that few women had ever sung with him. Turner said he'd call her, but never did. One night in 1957, she got a hold of the microphone from Kings of Rhythm drummer Eugene Washington during an intermission, and she sang the B.B. King blues ballad, You Know I Love You. Started singing in nightclubs. Wrote a song, A Fool in Love. These are the songs of fools that the Bible talks about in the book of Proverbs. Ecclesiastes 7:5 says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. These are the songs of fools. But she would go on to have a career, right? She would go on to be rich and famous, worth $250 million when she died. She would go on to be in an abusive relationship with Ike Turner, who was a woman beater, a womanizer, and a woman beater. She was famous for her music and her legs, they said. What a thing to be noted for. She wrote perverted songs. She wrote songs about whatever that was, unfortunately. She released her sixth solo album, Break Every Rule, which reached number one. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Made a lot of money. Married wicked men. Ike Turner was one of them, obviously, the most famous one. That beat an abuser. Smacked her around. Her religious beliefs. Turner sometimes referred to herself as a Buddhist Baptist, alluding to her upbringing in the Baptist church, which her father was a deacon, and her later conversion to Buddhism as an adult. In 2016 interview with Lion's Roar magazine, she declared, I considered myself a Buddhist. In February 15, 1979, issue of Jet magazine featured Turner with her Buddhist altar on the cover. This is how she gained her spiritual knowledge, she said. Turner stated in her 1986 autobiography, I, Tina, that she was introduced to Nichiren Buddhism by Ike Turner's friend, Valerie Bishop, who taught her to chant. Turner later stated in her 2020 spiritual memoir, Happiness Becomes You, that her son Ronnie Turner first suggested she might benefit from chanting. Turner practiced Buddhism with her neighborhood Soka Gakkai International Chanting Group. After chanting, Turner noticed, listen, positive changes in her life, which she attributed to her newfound spiritual practice. She said, I realized that I had within me everyone I needed to change my life for the better. During the hardest times of her life, Turner chanted 4 hours per day. And although in later life she no longer chanted as much, she still maintained a daily practice. Turner likened Buddhist chanting to singing. She told Lion's Roar that Nam Myoho Revenge Kayo is a song. Revenge Kayo is a song. In the Soka Gakkai tradition, we are taught how to sing. It is just sound. It is a sound and a rhythm, and it touches a place inside you. That place we try to reach is the subconscious mind. I believe that it is the highest place, and if you communicate with it, that is when you receive information on what to do. Okay. So what is she doing? She's doing contemplative mysticism. Remember the series that I taught you, or the number of messages that I taught you about contemplative prayer? Beth Moore, contemplative mysticism. Contemplative mysticism, ecumenical occult movement. Beth Moore and the SBC. Christian tarot cards and contemplative mysticism. Asbury, that Tay's chanting mysticism. Remember that? Remember the Asbury revival, and one of the main people that were a part of that were practicing that Tay's chanting mysticism? Remember this one? New Age mysticism, centered prayer, visualization, occultic prayer practices. And a number of other ones. See all of them? They deal with some aspects of that. These people all practice that contemplative mysticism. That chanting. You go back and listen to some of those, you'll find the information there that'll explain to you exactly what these people are doing. Drumming up devils. That place we try to reach is the subconscious mind. I believe that it is the highest place. And if you communicate with it, that is when you receive information on what to do. Information from devils. Automatic writing. Where do you think she got her songs from? That's where she got all of her understanding from. That's who taught her the music. Turner met with the 14th Dalai Lama in Switzerland. She also met with Swiss Tibetan Buddhist singer Daishin Shak Dagse, whatever his name is, and in 2009 co-created a spiritual music project with Shak Dagse, a Swiss singer. A spiritual music project. Beyond is a Swiss spiritual music group of women of different ages, stages, and religious backgrounds, founded in 2007. The formation and Buddhist and Christian prayers. Yep. Awakening and lineup change. Right? They're witches. That's what they are. The music is called Spiritual Chill. Spirituals is a genre of Christian music that is associated with Black Americans, which merged sub-Saharan African cultural heritage with the experience of being held in bondage and slavery. Chill out music, right? This is what they believe. This is what she practiced. This is what she sang. And she professed to be a Buddhist. So, the woman died a lost, wicked sinner that rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ, that rejected the truth. That's what happened. She rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she was a very spiritual person. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of spiritual people in hell. Everyone has a religion. Everybody has a spiritual. Everybody is spiritual. Part of us is spiritual. But the point is that these people, what they believe in, is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not born-again believers that have turned from their sins and trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior, believed on the gospel of Jesus Christ. None of them have done that. They don't believe on Jesus. They're turned to fables, and they believe things that are not biblical. We are warned over and over again. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This is that spirit of Antichrist. You're of God, little children, who overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's what happened. That's how she died. She died a Buddhist. People go to Buddhism because they try to, they really want peace. Some of them do. And she died without any peace. There is no peace. The dams, there is no peace. Rejected the gospel. By the way, most of her children died. Most of her children died tragically. Her relationships were tragic. They usually are. But people look up to these celebrities because they make money. They look up to these celebrities and they think that you're supposed to copy them. They look up to them and their success, and they think that they should have that. they look up to them and they idolize them. They look at them and they want those people to be saved. They want them to be Christians because they want to emulate their same lifestyle and have that same success. They don't want to think about the righteous judgment of God that is real. They don't want to. So they don't. They put them in heaven. Because they don't want to deal with uncomfortable situations. They don't want to deal with an uncomfortable situation. They don't want to deal with having to tell somebody that I'm sorry, but they didn't live their life like a Christian. They may have professed something, but this lady, she professed openly to be a Buddhist. And who cares if she had talent? She had talent that she used evil. She sang the devil's music. And it ended up in shame. And what doth it profit a man, though he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What does it profit him? That's exactly what happened. Gained the whole world and she lost her own soul. Get all the money you can want. What she didn't have was peace. So she took the devil's peace. She chanted for hours and strummed up devils. Sold her body. Showed off her body, the world to see. Deceived and being deceived. That's what happened to her. That's where she ended up in hell. Because she rejected the truth. The Bible says they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. When they reject the love of the truth that they might be saved, God sends them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's really what happens. They reject the truth, and they'll be deceived. You reject the truth of the gospel, be deceived. You reject the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you'll be deceived. That's just the way it works. And this is just another example of the way it goes with celebrities, whether it's actors, whether it's musicians, whether it's businessmen like Elon Musk and all these other people. That's what happens. Deceive people. You ought to tell the truth about these things. You ought to make it an opportunity to witness to people and tell them the truth. Not make excuses and lies. not make excuses and say and put these people in heaven. Oh, they're in a better place now. Well, no, they're not. They're in a worse place. If they believed what they lived, obviously they're in a worse place. Satan doesn't really care how he leads you to hell as long as you get there. Really what it is. He didn't care how you get there. As long as you reject the gospel, that's all that he cares about. Be it pride, arrogancy, or false religion, or anything else. That's Buddhism. It's finding that internal peace. That's what they want. That's what they look for. That's what they're going for. But peace comes from the Prince of Peace. Comes from Jesus alone. He is the only one that can give peace and comfort and joy of the Holy Ghost. Marvel not that you must be born again. Bible's very clear that that's how men are saved, is by the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how they find that peace. But Buddhism and all those other false religions, they're all the Antichrist religion. It doesn't matter who is the head of it, the earthly head of it, they're all the same. They're all Antichrist. Satan doesn't care which flavor you choose. He doesn't care. Look at this. As of 2023, there are approximately 506 million people worldwide who practice Buddhism as a religion. 506 million people. That's a lot of people. But Satan doesn't care if you're a Buddhist or not. There are 1.2 billion Roman Catholics. So far, that's 2 billion people between the Buddhists and them. There are 2 billion Muslims. Between those three numbers right there, that is 4 billion people that what they believe is against the scriptures in this world. 4 billion people going to hell. $4 billion. You think about that. 4 billion people. Just right there. A lot of people, isn't it? A lot of people that are lost. A lot of people that believe something that is false against the scriptures. People's right to say, rest in peace. Well, 4 billion people aren't resting in peace. So Satan doesn't care which flavor you choose. As long as you go to hell, he's fine with it. As long as you, and if you're a Satanist, it doesn't matter. All of it is antichrist religion. If it's against the King James Bible, if it's not found in the scriptures, if it's not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it's antichrist. See if they have a number on that. $900 million. Almost a billion. So that's 5 billion people in the world today. 5 billion people. In the world today. A lot of people, isn't it? So it matters what you believe. It matters what you hold to. It matters what you believe. If you don't believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you don't believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by him. You're in trouble. Just like Tina found out when she opened her eyes up in hell. Death and hell are very sobering. That's exactly where she opened her eyes up, because she believed not the love of the truth that she might be saved. All right, I'm going to play one song for you here, and I'm going to get out of here. I didn't plan on staying here too long, so.
Yes, I'm on the winning side.
and rye. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. I will never have a fear, for my Lord is ever near, and in Him so often I confide. He's the keeper of my soul, since I came.
Amen. All right. So I'm going to get out of here. Hope you have a good afternoon here. I'm going to go do some praying and walking around and praying and some other things here at home. Spend some time with my family. So hope you have a good afternoon here and get back to all that fun stuff tomorrow. And all that good stuff. But anyway, God bless you all. Take care. If you'd like to pray for us, please do. We could use the prayers. Sure. Definitely can use prayer. Appreciate that. And then you would like to give to our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you could do Venmo, Apple Pay, all kinds of other different ways to do that. Cash App and all kinds of things. That if you'd like to do that, the information is there. Or you can mail something to 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. All right, everybody. Hope you have a good afternoon and evening tonight here. And we'll be back, Lord willing, Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time. There on Wednesday. Go well with that. Be busy serving the Lord there, amen, and trying to get the truth out there as we can. All right, God bless you all. Take care.